Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Harvey Stevens as Mitch Cheney in Edge of the Desert. Mitch Cheney worked the big town, and Mitch was a success. He ruled his territory in spite of the competition, and he held his men in spite of the many attempts to buy them off. Held them because they knew he believed loyalty worked both ways. Never once had one of Mitch's boys been hurt, but the opposition paid and paid dearly. The boys knew, too, that Mitch had once been one of them, runner, bagman, driver. He'd held all the jobs except possibly trigger man. That's why Lute Mencken and Chips Corning were so upset the day they brought the news to Mitch.
It's the truth, Mitch. Honest, Chips heard it the same as I did.
Yeah, we was in the back of the candy store down by Rochester and Cherry Streets. This mug comes in and asks for you, Mitch. Old man Peck says he don't know where you are. So the mug says, you tell him anybody was asking for him, you get a cement overcoat. And he walks out.
That's all? You fellas going chicken on me?
How many times I gotta tell you, Mitch, the combination's put your number up.
I don't like it, Mitch. The grapevine's full of it. Somebody's gunning for you.
Let's cross our bridges when we get... Stop worrying.
Hey!
It's a window.
Somebody turn
on you, fool!
Mitch, you all right, boss?
No, phone's broken. All right, I guess.
Hey, the joint's fine, and let's get out of here.
Pineapple. Somebody tossed one. Cops in a minute.
Luke. Hey, where's Luke?
He was heading for the window when I...
He never made it, Chips.
Yeah,
I can see that.
He's dead?
Plenty dead.
Oh, we told you. We told you.
Yeah, I know. You told me.
The combination, boss?
No, no. Too open for them.
Well, who then?
Somebody here in town. Can't figure who. If they try this, they're feeling pretty strong. Chips? There are too many big shots in this burg. That means too much gunplay. And nobody wins on that kind of a deal except cops. Chips? Have you ever been to California?
Well, you know, I told Steve, we are that.
Brother, what a joint. What a brawl.
To put it simply, Chips, this is Hollywood.
Oh, Loot would have loved this.
Yeah, plenty of loot. No doubt about that.
Hey, the dames, boss, the dames.
Yeah, you'll have to smooth up your line a bit, Chips, before you make any headway out here.
Not me, boss. My line works back east of the work out here. Any way you look at them, they're still dames.
Yeah, a simple philosophy. Can you prove it?
Hey, Lamp the Blonde. Over by the arch into, what do you call it, Mitch?
The patio.
Yeah, the patio. Five will get you ten. I get her to go swimming with me in that pool out there in an hour.
Hey, you got a bet, Chips. Go to it.
I'm on my way. California, here I come.
All by yourself, Mr. Cheney?
Huh? Well, I was. Miss,
Halsey. Helen Halsey.
How do you know my name?
I said to mine host, who's the lonely stranger?
And mine host replied,
Mitchell Cheney, businessman from back east. Why don't you help make him feel at home? Do I, Mr. Cheney, make you feel at home?
Frankly, no.
Well, you are, huh?
But only because back home the girls I met were either a trifle more standoffish or... well, shall we let it go at that?
Want to start from the beginning?
Why don't we? Or better, let's pretend we've met and have reached the, are you staying here long stage?
Let's pretend. Are you planning to stay?
Yeah, I'm building a house out north a little ways in the hills.
Oh, that's a good sign. Then you like us.
What I've seen, I like.
Thank you. For our fair sake, kind sir.
And not for yourself?
For myself, too.
Good. Well, now we're past the preliminaries, and I can ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Of course not.
Haven't I seen you someplace before?
You probably have.
And I've never spoken to you? Cheney, you're slipping.
You've never spoken to me because you just don't talk back to moving pictures.
Oh, that's it, of course.
I will not expect you to name the pictures, Mr. Cheney. That would be unfair. I don't remember most of them myself. I'm the girl in the second feature who doesn't get the boy.
That explains a lot. I've always been interested in her.
Well, the man's almost unique. Any more questions?
Yeah. Are you married?
No.
Engaged?
Several times.
At present?
No.
Will you come and see my new house?
Mr. Cheney, you are a fast
one. Don't get me wrong, but you'd be safe anyway. There's no roof, no floor, and most of the walls are still just a framework. And the place is crawling with workmen.
Okay, then.
Tomorrow? Around noon? Unless you're working.
I'm between films, Mr. Cheney. And I should be delighted to see your house. Workmen and all.
Mitch, he's here.
He's here? Who's here, Chips?
Art Pendleton.
Well, well, well. So he did come.
I took him to the library, boss, like you said I should.
Good. That's where I'll be if Miss Halsey asks.
Check, boys. I'll tell her.
Glad you could come, Pendleton.
So much, Henny. It's quite a house. Quite a housewarming.
I thought I might be able to show even California a few things.
Well, you can try. I understand you left home in rather a hurry.
Sometimes methods bother me.
How about our methods out here?
There might be a few improvements. I may be able to add a trick or two.
Apparently you intend to stay here.
I can always sell the house.
It's a nice house.
On the other hand, if a few business ventures appeal to me, I might stick around. Providing, of course, my take were my own.
Well, my organization has been in existence a long time, Cheney. You'd hardly expect us to admit a newcomer without a price.
If the price were right, I'd still like to stick around.
One of these days, I'd like to hear your proposition.
Mitch, here you are. I've been looking all over for you. Mitch, this is Martin Cavendish.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Helen would have it that I meet you the moment I arrived.
Without even a drink first? Helen, was that nice?
I'll have you know, Mitch Cheney, that I take my duties as hostess quite seriously. At least I introduce people.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Pendleton, Miss Halsey, Mr. Cavendish.
How do you do?
Hello.
Do you? Pendleton, the name is familiar. In pictures, Mr. Pendleton?
No, just a businessman.
Investments.
That's our trouble out here. Everybody thinks only movies come out of California.
Yes, and native sons, Helen. Don't forget them.
Do you export those, too?
Oh, yes, but they always come back. But then so do our transient visitors, although from the looks of things, you don't intend to be a transient.
He better not.
I have no such intention.
No, that's good. Well, I can tell a business off a mile away. Helen will take good care of me, I know. You go on with your conversation, gentlemen.
Oh, it's not that urgent.
Don't be polite, Cheney. I'll be here for the evening. See you later. Helen?
Thank you, Martin. Don't be long, Mitch. There must be 100 people outside. Oh, happy to know you, Mr. Pendleton.
Nice fellow, that Cavendish. Never met him before.
Neither have I, Pendleton. I hear he's a big man around here.
Owns Cavendish Pictures. I've got to hand it to you, Cheney. You've been here exactly 6 months, and you know more big shots than I do.
It's a gift. And Helen.
Oh? Is she in your business?
Helen doesn't know a thing, and she isn't going to. She likes me. She thinks I'm different from the Hollywood type she's used to. So she takes me around. I meet men like Cavendish.
You're thinking of going legit, Cheney?
Are you? Don't answer that, Pendleton. Anyway, don't answer it here. But I'll be in to see you in a few days. I've got some ideas. Some ideas you'll agree you can't afford to ignore. See you, Pendleton. Partner.
All right, Cheney, let's hear the great idea.
I'm going out to the edge of the desert. I'm going to build the biggest, plushiest, greatest resort hotel in the country.
Good for you. Go to it.
I've made legit connections. Helen's friends from Cavendish up and down the line. They'll all come once he comes. And he'll be there. I'll coin money.
From room and board?
From that. And from the gambling rooms, the horse room, and various other services.
For which you'll pay me?
Your regular 25% cut. Only, you could make 50%.
How?
I need money. Investors. You and your crowd have safe deposits crammed with the green stuff. It just sits there. Come on, put it to work. Come into this with me.
Too slow. Too much risk.
Yeah, it's safer than the bang tails.
And what's more, I'll get that hotel up inside of 6 months. I've got an option on the land. I know the building racket. I'm putting in my own dough. All of it.
All right, I'll match you.
I'm putting in what I know and all my time. My money should be, about 35% of the capital.
40%. 60 from us.
It's a deal. But I'm the boss.
All right, you're the boss. You run it. For 6 months. You make good, we'll let you loan. 6 months. Understand?
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Edge of the Desert. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Harvey Stevens as Mitch Cheney in Edge of the Desert. Backed by Art Pendleton with money from the secret hoardings of organized crime, Mitch proceeded to the building of his hotel. The option on the land was picked up. Bids were opened for all the contracts from excavation to roofing, from floor covering for serving pantries to artwork for the ballroom ceiling. Mitch was a mighty busy man, but not so busy that he couldn't find time to drive Helen Halsey out to the edge of the desert to show her the site he had bought for the hotel.
Well, here we are.
Mitch, you make me feel so young. I haven't parked like this since high school. Only I must say my swains in those days picked more secluded spots.
Helen, do you like the view here?
It's breathtaking, even in broad daylight. Sunsets must be terrific, and moonlight on all that wasteland.
Don't you think people in cars like that ought to be encouraged to stop and look and maybe stay a while?
People like that stop when there's a big neon sign. Frank's or something. Maybe a drive-in. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a swank hotel.
Out here? Who'd build it?
I might.
You're dreaming again, Mitch, darling. Something like that would cost millions.
I've got the money.
You have?
I've raised it. I own all this land. My company does. There's water here, too, deep down. An underground river. Excavations start tomorrow.
Mitch! And you didn't tell me.
I'm telling you now. Like the idea?
Oh, I think it's wonderful, really wonderful. Closer to Hollywood than Palm Springs. If it's right, it ought to make a fortune.
That's how I figure it. It'll be right.
You love to build, don't you, Mitch?
Always have. When I was a kid, construction toys were for me. Never did get one, though. That nose against the store window Christmas time was mine.
What were you like as a little boy, Mitch?
What goes with the name Mitch in your mind, Helen?
Oh, a stocky little fellow, cap over one eye, liked to think he was tough. Always ready to pick on the big boys. Took some lickings, maybe, but smart. He managed to get his way, usually.
Usually.
Where'd you grow up, Mitch?
Big city. Wrong side of the tracks. Alleys instead of streets. Areas instead of backyards. Gutters instead of playgrounds.
You don't look it now.
It's a long time and a long way. But it's still there, inside. Everything I learned in the alleys and the gutters.
And you still manage to get your way.
Yes, I do. One way or another. Well, what do you know? Company.
Maybe all you need is a parking field without the hotel.
I doubt it. This looks like the law.
My, my. 10-gallon hat, 6-gun, and badge, which says sheriff.
All the props.
Howdy, folks.
How are you, Sheriff?
Fine, Mr. Cheney.
Oh, no, you two haven't met before.
I bought this land, darling, remember? I registered the deed at the county seat. I met Sheriff Kincaid. Sheriff, Miss Halsey.
Pleased to know you, ma'am.
Likewise, I'm sure.
You looking over your property, Mr. Cheney?
Yes, and finding it very nice.
$1 million syndicates don't come a dime a dozen out here anymore, Mr. Cheney.
Do they any place?
No, I guess not. We sort of check on them these days.
No reason why you shouldn't.
We want to be sure that everything is legitimate. Wouldn't want our country spoiled.
I don't blame you.
Nor do I. Everything under control, Sheriff?
So far, and I don't see why it shouldn't stay that way. Do you, Mr. Cheney?
Can't think of any reason why not, Sheriff.
That's good. We'd be happy to have you around. In that case, nice to meet up with you, ma'am. Good day to you. See you around, Mr. Cheney.
Coming. Oh, Helen.
May I come in, Mr. Cheney?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Don't I get a hello kiss?
Oh, sorry, darling, of course. Want a drink?
No, thanks, dear. I just took a chance you'd be home. You're usually at the hotel around now, aren't you?
Yeah, usually.
Mitch.
Yes?
What's wrong?
Pretty nearly everything. Stick around. You'll find out what's wrong. Oh, Billings, come in.
You send for me, Mr. Cheney. I'm here.
Mr. Billings, Miss Halsey.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Billings, you've been working on the hotel for 5 months now. You're not going to get finished in another month.
I'm afraid not.
You contracted to have it right.
I've got escape clauses, Mr. Cheney. I can't be held responsible for rock faults under the foundations that made concrete caissons necessary. I'm not responsible for wire shortages which held up the electricians for 2 weeks. It's a man-killing schedule you've had us on, Mr. Cheney. Now, I warned you...
Yeah, I know. And I took the chance. Here, can you double the shifts? Triple them. Is there any way you can get it done by the end of next month?
Yes.
You can?
It may fall apart the month after. The paint will peel if we don't let the plaster dry properly. Plenty of things like that. But I can get it finished.
Stop it. You know I couldn't accept a job like that.
Well...
Okay, Billings. It's not your fault. See you.
I'll see you. Goodbye, Miss Halsey.
Goodbye, Miss Billings. Mitch, what is this? Why? Why must it be 6 months?
Well, you might as well know, Helen. Remember the day I took you out to the site and the sheriff came along?
Yes, of course I do, Bill.
The sheriff told me to watch my step, or words to that effect.
He was just being friendly, I thought.
I know. Helen, the man who heads the syndicate backing me is Art Pendleton.
I remember him at your housewarming.
Yes. Helen, Pendleton is the big shot. The man who controls most, if not all, the rackets in this area.
Then the money...
Exactly.
But what's that got to do with 6 months?
I'm manager of this enterprise, Helen, by virtue of my own funds, Art Pendleton, and my promise to get it done in 6 months. If it isn't finished, I'll be removed.
By Pendleton?
Or someone he brings in from Detroit or Chicago or San Diego or someplace.
They're not going to kill you. They're not.
I'd like to believe that, too.
I'll find a way. You've never had a woman on your side before, have you, Mitch? Well, you've got one now. And if we don't beat them, it won't be from lack of trying.
We? Helen, we're going to try to beat them?
Yes, Mitch. We're going to try to beat them.
Helen, I've got to go away for a few days.
Now? Whatever for?
I need some things for the Mexican room. I heard of a place below the border.
Can't you send Billings or someone?
No, I want to pick this stuff myself. I heard there's an artist down there. Yeah, good, too.
I'm coming, too.
No, you can't. You're in the middle of a movie. In the first movie in which you get the guy.
I got my guy. For real, Mitch.
Maybe that's why I got to go to Mexico.
Mitch.
I'll be back, honey. Stick around. I'll be back.
Hello?
Miss Halsey, this is Chips.
Chips? Have you heard from him?
No, and maybe it's better I don't.
Chips.
Well, don't you know what happened?
No, Mitch never told...
The big shot called him in. Told him to get out of the hotel business or else. Mitch told him where to go.
Oh.
So I thought I'd better tell you. If you see him, tell him Chips called. That I'm working for the mob now. I want to live. And tell him I said, for old time's sake, to stay holed up. I gotta go now.
Chips. Now, wait a minute. Operator. I want the sheriff of Sumner County.
And hurry. Emergency.
Okay, you monkeys, now listen. I told you 5 days ago that I wanted Mitch Cheney. I didn't get him yet. I've had you guys in every town from here to the Mississippi and down below the border. The boys in Canada are watching for him. Back east, they say he hasn't shown there. He can't anyway. They want him, too. So there's only one place we haven't looked. The hotel.
What kind of a...
All right. I should have thought of it long before this. Mitch is smart. He knows that's the last place we'd look. But we're looking there as of now. Chips, I want you along. You and Chopper Matson.
Okay.
That's all. Let's go.
What a joint this would have been. What a palace.
Would have been, Chips? It's going to be, after we take care of Cheney.
What you gotta...
Take care of him for? He said 6 months, and he didn't deliver. Nobody falls down on a deal with I. Pendleton. Remember that, Chips. You'll live longer. This is where the revolving doors are going to be, hmm?
Hey, it's almost as big as Madison Square Garden.
Stop yelling. Are you advertising that we're here?
I've had you covered, Pendleton, since you drove up. I've been expecting you for 3 days.
Come on out, Cheney. I want to talk.
Are you kidding? Come and get me.
Mitch, I got to work for him. I can't help it. Stay in, Mitch. Stay in because...
Pendleton, you filthy rat.
Chopper, up there on that little balcony.
Ah. I'm hit.
That's Chips. You coming after me, Chopper?
Stay where you are, Chopper. Don't move. Don't turn. You're covered. Just drop the Tommy gun. All right, men, take him.
Mitch, where are you? I called the sheriff.
Thanks, kid. Just a little too late. All around.
Sorry, Miss Halsey. But it's always too late when they come this far.
Fine does not pay. Harvey Stevens, who starred as Mitch Cheney in Edge of the Desert, will be back with you in just a moment. But first, now here in person is Harvey Stevens.
Mitch Cheney fought his way up from nothing to a power in the underworld. Mitch was ruthless, fearless, and highly successful. Mitch was also a capable executive and a man of some talent. But when the time came to put that talent to work, it was already too late. What might happen, what good might come if the talents of men like Mitch found their outlets on the right side of the law, we can only conjecture. Where the basic fault lies, we cannot be really certain. But one fact is absolutely clear. For the society which must hunt them down as well as for the criminals, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark C. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turtis. The event characters and names used in the story you have just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.